sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Thursday, December 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Christopher Traynor. He goes by Big Jimmy C. Sharp. He's a music instructor, and I want to welcome him into the show. Christopher, good morning, sir.
Chuck and Randy, it's good to hear your voice today.
Yes, sir. Hey, I wanted to have you on the show because you texted me, a couple weeks ago now, and you said, hey, Trucker, I'd like to talk to you about possibly advertising on your show and on your radio station. And I said, okay, what type of business do you have? You know, what is it that you do? And he said, well, I'm a music instructor. I said, oh, okay, I love music. I played in the high school band. I was a band geek for a while. And when I got hurt playing football, and I played saxophone in high school band, and I love music. You know, that's why we play, you know, 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll at noon, because that's our music. That's what we grew up with. And I've tinkered with the guitar, and I've tinkered with other instruments my entire life. I've always had a lifelong dream to play the piano. And so you and I talked, and you went, yeah, I can teach you that, and it's very simple to teach. And I'm like, okay, explain to me how it's simple. So with your website, changetheworldwithmusic.com, explain to the audience, how did you come about? What is your background? What did you do for a living? What was your education? What is your background, Christopher?
Wow, it's a long story, but I'll
give you the short. No. Make it short. You got 1 minute.
Yeah. I was a mechanical engineer, and I always loved software. And so I started my own business with creating software packages, and I thought I was going to live and die by that. And all of a sudden, 7.5 years ago, there was a life experience in my life that changed everything, and I started I wanted to play musical instruments that I've learned ever since in third grade. I was playing the keyboard. When I was in the Navy, I wanted to play the fiddle.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just... So what I've done is, in the last 7.5 years, is made it... I deciphered music from the bottom up, and I realized that the foundation of music has never been taught to anyone. They teach you how to play chords, they play how to play a few tunes, but and some people, 20% get it and 80% don't.
Yes, and as a result, many people quit they drop it, they stop taking the lessons, they put the instrument away, or they even sell it. And you've actually figured out a way to change the music that people read. Like, I can read music from, you know, when I played saxophone in school, I learned the notes on the written paper, but you've actually figured out a way to convert the scale to numbers. And you've actually used a numbering system on every instrument out there, whether it be guitar or piano, keyboard, or whatever. You've come up with a very simple, easy way for people to understand how to basically play music using math, using a numbering system. Would that be an accurate statement?
That's correct. And
okay, very good. We're going to hold it right there. And I want to get into more of this. But again, if you'd like to check it out, the new website just starting. Not a lot of content there yet. ChangeTheWorldWithMusic.com. Christopher Trainer, short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Smithin' up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin' in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin'. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break with us is Christopher Trainer. He has the website he just launched and basically is going to be updating it with some additional information. ChangeTheWorldWithMusic.com is the website. And Christopher, you stayed on here that over the years, you know, you went and got lessons, you know, on how to play the piano. You've learned how to play the violin, drums, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, keyboards. Basically, you were trained, but you found it difficult to stay, you know, involved with those instruments until you figured out this mathematical system, this numbering system that basically made music and teaching music very, very simple. Is that, again, accurate statement as to what you've done here on this website and what you do for people?
Absolutely. It's from 3 to 103. Anybody can play music as long as you can count to 7.
Count to 7. And that was something I found to be very interesting. Now, you and I and Vicky, we actually met, and you gave me this toy keyboard. Where did you purchase that at?
Well, you can buy those on stores like Family Dollar.
Dollar General, those kind of places?
Yeah, well, it's hard to find now with inflation. It's a $5 instrument is almost impossible to find. But
Right. You gave me one. And then what you did is you took a Post-it note, little sticky portion of it with the sticky gummy on it, and you numbered it 1 through 7, and you put it literally on the keyboard of this little toy piano, and you had me play within a couple of minutes, Mary Had a Little Lamb. And I played it with the right fingering and everything with my right hand. I'm still working a little bit with the left hand. But basically, in one quick little session, one lesson with you, basically, you got me playing that song, understanding the numbering. And this is what you basically do, whether people want to learn the guitar or whether they want to learn the piano. Banjo is a little more difficult, but basically this is how you teach music to people.
Yeah, and the hardest part of music is key signatures. Most people don't understand that, and mm-hmm. So I start with a key of C sharp, which is the most complicated because there's 7 sharps, and everything from there up is simple.
Right, very simple. Now, the other thing I found to be interesting, you advised me to get a keyboard, which I did, and I still haven't set it up. I've been so crazy busy with the radio station and Iron Pig last night. We had a great little soft opening over there. But you taught me something that I did not know all the years I've been involved in music and playing in band. But the piano keyboard, basically, the left hand plays the chords. The right hand actually plays the melody. Is that accurate?
Yeah, my simple system goes into chords versus reading the music, because that's the most complicated part of music is reading those ants with the flags on them.
Sure.
And figure out where those dots go.
Right, exactly. And the other component to this, and you explained it, like, for example, the guitar, that it's basically chords. But once you're holding the chord in place on the frets of the guitar, you can basically pick with the strings the actual melody with your right hand. So learning how to do it on a keyboard actually helps you learn how to play the guitar.
Oh, yeah. And that's the most important part of this is so many people start with chords. And if you listen to a song by the chords, you
yes.
don't even know what the song is. But you start with a melody, and then all of a sudden, after 12 lessons,
right.
you learn how the chords go. It's like the gears go together between those chords and the notes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I just found it all interesting. And folks, I not only met with him and got the toy keyboard, but I also purchased a keyboard, a Yamaha, that I'm going to be setting up. And I've already taken my first lesson and how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb. And it's amazing how much knowledge you can get just from a phone call and then an actual lesson, scheduled lesson with Christopher. And Christopher, at this point, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you, send you an email, a phone call? Which would you prefer for people to get a hold of you to learn more about, you know, changing the world with music?
Change the world with music with changetheworldwithmusic.com is
okay.
A good start. I'm going to be putting my cell number out there, so you can put text. Text is really quick, because if I see somebody's wants to change their world, I'm there for you.
Right, absolutely. And one of the things I really like, too, you do respond to text messages, and we were able to schedule, actually, a music lesson, 12:15, right after my show. So right now, while you're not too busy yet with customers, with people calling and scheduling lessons with you, you're able to schedule these where you do it, and you'd like to schedule this where you're basically doing about a five-minute phone call perhaps every day if they would like to be consulted and checked on to find out whether they're practicing and to find out if they're having any issues or problems. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's priceless, because all of a sudden you will drop the ball, which I have done for many years of my life.
Sure.
And if you have an appointment every day, and I don't care if it's 7 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night, you can, then you don't drop the ball.
Absolutely. And I've already dropped the ball, just because I'm so busy with the radio station and Vicky's campaign and all the things we're doing heading into Christmas. Is it okay if I give out your phone number for people to text you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And the reason it's a 616 area code, folks, is because Christopher also has a home down in Holland, Michigan, and also one in St. Ignace up in the UP. So that phone number, if you want to talk to Christopher or if you'd like to text him to learn more, the number is 616-268-6880. Again, 616-268-6880. I have a screenshot of his contact. So if you'd like me to just simply send you the screenshot of his contact, it has his phone number, it has his email address, and it also has the website on there. If you would like it, just text me music. Just text me music, and I'll be able to send it to you. And one thing, because as we're heading into Christmas, you know, this coming week, this is something that people could perhaps purchase a music lesson for a family member, a child, a grandchild, or whatever, and give it to them as a Christmas gift. Is that something people could do with you?
Yeah, it's priceless, because you can start with one lesson, you can start with a month, and I just an hour ago, I just added buy 1 month and get the second month free, so that's 50% off for Christmas, because Christmas is such a perfect time for giving gifts of music.
Yes, absolutely. Well, one thing that is very near and dear to my heart, and I don't know if you've seen this movie, it was filmed on Mackinac Island back in 1980. It was Somewhere in Time. Christopher Reeves, who ended up being injured, he was the star of the film. And, you know, one of the things that is in that movie is the song Somewhere in Time. And John Barry, and he plays it on the piano. And I told you that one of my goals is someday I'd love to be able to play that song on the piano for Vicky for our anniversary. And you said I could do it. You said I could learn how to play that song on the piano.
And you can do it. It's just you need the 5 minutes a day phone call.
Right. Yes. And all you got to do is commit to it. And yes. You'll be able to do it, too. I got a text message here. Do you teach any horned instruments?
That's not my specialty. I like strings, but really the keyboard is everything, because you have to learn the melodies and then you learn the chords. And one of my fiddle instructors said, learn all the chords to all the tunes you play. And that was Buddy Spiker. And that was in 2004, so it took me 20 years to understand what Buddy was trying to teach me. So,
right. Oh, that's funny. Okay, very good. Are you saying maybe perhaps they could learn the numbering system, equivocating it or equaling the notes when you read music? Is that something they could basically learn the numbering system for and then basically just try to apply it to the seven notes on the trumpet or whatever horned instrument they're looking at? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. It's just the numbering system, because basically if you're playing a C-sharp note, you have to know where that fingering is for the trumpet or the trombone or whatever it is.
And sure.
That's not my specialty. But once you understand the numbering system, and this works for all 12 instruments that I have in the picture.
Yeah.
And it goes to any other instrument. It's just I don't know. And, you know, the complicated part
sure.
is like a clarinet is a B-flat instrument, which those notes are different than the C major instruments that most are used in a band.
Gotcha. Well, you teach all the different keys to people, and I love the number one instructor. You have little puppets, handheld puppets that you come up with, and I'm sure this is perhaps so the young kids could appreciate and understand this too. But your number one instructor is Jimmy C. Sharp. And you actually sent me a little video of him playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. If folks, you'd like me to send you that video, just text me music again. I'll send you Christopher's information and that video of the little hand puppet, Jimmy C. Sharp playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. And that's basically your first music lesson for keyboards, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, one thing I did want to ask you, too, for people that are interested that live downstate, they're listening to us online or perhaps the website, the TuneIn app, however they're listening to us this morning, you can do this remotely basically anywhere in the world as long as people have a phone number that you can talk with them on the phone, correct?
Exactly, and I really recommend, I don't care if it's a $5 keyboard, if you have a keyboard that's in the closet or a friend that will loan you one,
sure.
start with a keyboard, and you'll be addicted. <I'm learning. laughs>
Exactly. My biggest thing, because I didn't quite understand the first lesson, I was actually plucking the keys with my forefinger. And you're like, no, Randy, you need to use all of your fingers and your thumb. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I learned, I did it, and I've been practicing it. And it's fun. I'm excited. I've always wanted to learn how to play the keyboard. If that's something you guys have always wanted to do, or maybe guitar, whatever it is, I highly recommend that you reach out. Talk to Christopher. Again, the phone number is 616-268-6880. And the website is Change the World with Music. Change the World with Music and .com. And check it out. Have some fun with it. He does have the ability for you to pay online via the website and schedule a lesson with him. And also gift certificates. If you think this is something you would like for a family member, talk to Christopher and he'll work that out with you. So, Christopher, I greatly appreciate you coming on the show and thank you for doing this and bringing the world of music to everybody, our radio family. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much, Trucker Randy.
Okay, buddy. Have a good day.
You too. God bless you.
God bless you. So, again, text me music. Change the world with music. So we're excited. It's fun. It's easy. I never thought I would be learning how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on the keyboard in my very first lesson. And the reason music's so important, folks, the memories that it triggers, the muscle memory, the hands, you're using your hands, your eyes, your ears, you're using your senses. We know what that does. Family Hour News, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by MyPure.